This is Steve Sherlock with another in a series of podcasts for Franklin Matters. This is number 39-9, the dash 9 referring to part 9 of the Town Hall Forum conducted by Governor Deval Patrick at the Franklin Senior Center on Sunday, May 17th. In this segment, the 9th in the series, he starts a second round of question and answers by picking 5 people. The discussion continues then with Mary Ann talking about community first versus kids first, and also suggests to involve the employee unions in the state in looking at the reforms. Marion, who talks about the parks that they can charge more. Governor Patrick talks about the value choices that we have made in providing the parks and accessibility for them. Chris talks about federal money for rails to trails. Rep Valley jumps in because he has reached out to Governor Patrick about this particular Rails to Trails initiative. Governor Patrick says here, locally, there is some good news coming. Manasseh from Franklin talks about beyond taxing, what else can you ask of me? This is a game changer. What can we do to help? Governor Patrick responds by saying, I can't thank you enough for asking this question. Suggests cleaning up the parks regularly. There's a great soundbite from this section, which has already been shared as a found shirt coup, where Governor Patrick says, we better start behaving like we are members of the same community. So this is a good section. Here we go.
One, two, three.
You're two, right? Three is way in the back.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Okay, 4, 5. How about that? Can we do it real fast?
Sure.
And then bring me back. Okay.
Hi, my name is Mary Ann, and I'm from Rentham. And I'm also a state employee, registered nurse social worker at the Department of Public Health, Massachusetts Hospital School. So I'm here. I'm inviting anybody in this room out to Canton to see how your tax dollars are spent at that facility. You will be proud of the work that goes on there. Number one, I am all for, and I've been talking to Scott Brown and Representative Ross about the reforms that have been recommended, and I'm also for the revenue, and I agree that we have to push for the reform and also get the revenue. I'd be willing to drink my share of alcohol, eat my share of candy, even then pay the sales tax. But as a stakeholder, as a service provider at the Massachusetts Hospital School, I would like you to involve us at the discussion level about the community first movement. I know people disagree about what that's about, just taking dollars and children and services and moving them into the community. I'm with a coalition that believes in kids first. They're going to be in the community later. Come out and see what we do. I know you've had Secretary Bigby out. You've had Commissioner Auerbach out. I invite you to come out and see how your tax dollars. Some night after dinner, don't bring in whole entourage. Come down at night and see what we do. And we're going to be up on Beacon Hill tomorrow. And the next day, we'll push it for those revenues. Thank you. Also, I think that the employee unions can be part of looking at reforms in terms of service provision. And I also want to give my community, Rentham, a pat on the back that's looked at regionalization, and they're out on the cutting edge of that. So I think that a lot of us, that our stakeholders can help in reform as well.
Mary Ann, thank you for both points. I would comment. Secondly, we have reached out to the leadership, the union heads, to get involved in the question of where this is going to jump in. Thank you.
Quite a few of some of them.
three, and I notice a lot of Connecticut and Rhode Island guys, and I speak to people. And I say, well, why are you coming out here from Connecticut? Why are you coming from Rhode Island? We're being charged. We're coming out here because it's free. Why can't we charge more for our park systems?
For parking in the parking lots? And
parking in the parking lot, swimming. I mean, I go to one park up there where I get charged because I'm an adult over 18, but my niece and nephew that I bring in under 18, the charge is like $1.
Yeah.
$2. On the other side of that lake is Rhode Island. As a non-resident, I get charged $20. Residents get charged $10.
Same water.
So I want to know why we don't charge a little more than the fee system.
It's a fair question. I think it's a value choice we've made in the town of Lubbock about trying to make open space as accessible as possible to people who live here. But you would say put that on the list too.
Put that on the list. I mean, people are going to use it anyways.
Okay.
I mean, my dog's got to run somewhere, and he runs up there, and I can go with the pay.
All right, I'll take that under advisement. Thank you. Number three, were you number four?
Three. I think three.
Okay. All right, we're going to do this loop here. You, and you. Okay.
Hi, my name is Chris Miller.
Chris?
Yes, I'm Franklin resident. Personal issue, not a bloom and doom one, I'm sorry. I understand there's money already in the state coffers from the federal government for rails and trails. I'm on the rails and trails committee here in town. I assume that people still want to have a good time every now and then. There's an article, front page article in the Globe 3 or 4 weeks ago that said a lot of this money is not getting used. It may have already gone back to the federal government, but a lot of money is not getting used because they require local governments to spend their money first, and so much red tape that a lot of the communities are just deciding it's not worth it for them to try to get that money. But I just wanted to bring it up. If I don't know if you got your checkbook and want to just kind of write a check, cut through all the red tape, I'd be happy to help out with that one.
Hey, Chris, I'm sorry to jump in, but I've reached out to the governor on that issue, so actually, that's a work
in our life.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Was a plan.
Yeah.
That was a great job. Thank you, Chris.
And the credit goes to Jim. Here locally, there's some good news coming. Let me just leave it there for the moment. But I was alarmed by that article, too, and I'm trying to understand. I don't want to leave any resources out there unused. But I don't have
to go back. Yeah.
It hasn't gone.
But you can't use it for somebody who's on a deficit.
It's too bad. You're right. It hasn't gone back because it never came to us in the first place, and that's the problem. We haven't applied for all rail. Yeah.
Hi, my name is Manasseh Franklin.
Say your first name again.
Manasseh. All right. I understand the socioeconomic challenges that we are facing today.
Hold it close.
So I understand the socioeconomic challenges that we are facing today. I understand that these people don't want cuts, these people don't want taxes raised, and I get that. So as an average citizen, beyond taxing us again, which I'm not opposed to, what else can you ask of me to help us collectively out of this? What I call it, in business, this is what we call a game changer,
yes.
And you have to change your business model. So what do you need me to do, for all of us to do, to help you achieve our goals collectively?
I can't thank you enough for that question. And it's a question that we should be asking each other, because I have one set of answers, but there will be others. Some of it, I will tell you, is your time. You know, we have all this wonderful open space Mary was talking about. We are not able to pay for the maintenance that the open space deserves. Organize some folks and go pick up the trash. Go clean up the public restroom from time to time. Just organize some folks to do that. I mean, this may seem like a trivial point. It's not. It's not. We have a Heart Serve Day we do every year. It happened a couple weeks ago. Thousands of people come out to get the parks ready for the season. They plant trees. They do. They get the trails ready and so forth. And I've asked the question of DCR, why don't we do that just one day a year? Why don't we do that periodically? Why don't we set aside, have a period where every Saturday there are a couple of supervisors out for anybody who wants to give a little time on that Saturday or Sunday to come, sort of keep things in order. There are things like that. I'll tell you, I had a conversation with Sister Margaret, who runs Project Hope, which is a marvelous homeless response program in Dudley, back in Boston. And she was trying to get me to understand. I've been trying to figure out how do you ask somebody who has an extra room to help out a family they may not know for a period of time? How does that work? What are the liability questions? What are the expenses? Is there some way to formalize something like that? Now, that may be a step too far for some people. But I think the point is, we had better all start acting like we are members of the same community, Commonwealth-wide, and leaning on each other and taking responsibility for each other right now. And by the way, if we do that to get us, not only will it get us through from here to the end of this downturn, but we'll be better on the other end of it. That's what I really mean.
This podcast has been a public service provided to my fellow citizens of Franklin, Mass. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.blogspot.com. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. SureSteve is SHERSTEVE. For the music intro and closing is from the PodSafe Music Network, John Schmidt. Powerful, exhilarating piano music. I hope you enjoyed.